Yeah. Feel that as we continue, like he said, it's all about that money. As you can hear in the background, that's the artist Dial Tone. And recently, he just came off of an album, a crazy album that he dropped this year called Tones Beach. It's critically acclaimed. He did so much with it. He's still doing so much with it. So, you know, I was lucky enough to sit down with him a little bit and just talk about the album, talk about some of the hits, why he chose certain songs, and, you know, he shared a little bit of insight about the album. If you ever looked at the album, you can just stream it on any platform. It's definitely on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, wherever you want to go, it's there. He definitely had the lead single, Every Day in Tulsa, just kind of an ode to the city. The video is crazy. The whole album is crazy. I think Laser Quest, man, he changed the fucking game. I mean, he shot a fucking video in an art gallery. I mean, who else can do that? A whole video, and, you know, other people have followed suit afterwards at the AHHA, you know, trying to shoot that video. But he's just shown progression as an artist, and you can just tell on this album. It's just, it's something different about it. It's something just, it's a piece of art. And he's an artist, so it makes sense that this would be one of his best projects to date. And this is a standalone just piece of art that everybody can enjoy. So without further ado, here's Dial Tone explaining Tones Beach, Part 1.
First song is Every Day in Tulsa. Basically, I wanted to make a song like, I wanted to be like an ode to the city, to, because that's what we represent, that's what this, what we do is all about. It's about where we're from, it's about the history of where we're from.
Yeah.
When the song is perfect, man, because if you're riding in Tulsa at like 6 to 7 p.m., you know what I'm saying, you're going wherever you're going, you play that song, you're going to get a nice feel of Tulsa, you're going to get like, the whole vibe.
On my Steve Jobs, behind the wheel, slanted eyes, I exit on 129th. About to see my brother got up. He tell me if it ain't making cash, it sucks. Only keep a few G's close. We gross the most from coast to coast. I heard you niggas getting lazy with all the resources. My crew reinforced this. L coast to Porsches, light gas with torches. I ain't taking no shortages, nigga. Only real G's endorse this. Catching stunts on the runway.
Downtown.
I said it goes down every day in Tulsa. Tulsa Beach Motor Speedway. I said it goes down every day in Tulsa.
Tones Beach. That's produced by, the first song produced by Papa. The second song is Tones Beach, the title track, which is produced by an artist from Tulsa named The Noriega. We started working on this album a long time ago, so that's when me and Noriega was doing a lot of music together. And so he gave me this beat, man. It was like the perfect fit for the album. And it's basically a song like, I wanted to make music. I was just super inspired by Hakeem Olajuwon's at Cowboys and Indians. And it just wanted to speak on like that's why you get songs like Tones Beach. It's like an indigenous song. Like, it's a song about like the natives of a place that, you know, it's just got that vibe of like indigenous people. And that's what that's a vibe I want to bring to the whole album. I want it to be a vibe of like, this is the indigenous people from here, and this is them.
Andate, mamita, que no puedo esperar. Andate, mamita, que no puedo esperar. Rumba de la calle.
Sauce.
Legend has it, there was a black baby born, but he wasn't a bastard. Wasn't concerned with y'all, more concerned by how his cash flipped. This album is a resort, surrounded by the ghetto where we hustle for sport. Cars and divas, preachers on corners with loudspeakers. Corner stores, the task force, trying to link the pieces to a complex puzzle, but it's deeper than this earth. They can pay you $12 an hour, but can't tell you what you worth.
Same thing, another song, Mr. Robot, the next song. Yeah, it's got an indigenous feel to it as well, but it has a new school twist with the way that, like, we live in the 2018, you know what I'm saying? The future is coming, bro, so it's like, Mr. Robot is that nice, like, it's that futuristic song, but it still has those same elements of the indigenous people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what Mr. Robot is. Laser Quest, that's the song. Oh yeah, Mr. Robot is produced by Van Gogh, which is the homie Cruz. The next song, which is Laser Quest, that's produced by him as well, Cruz. Laser Quest is just a song that I want to make. I work with a guy, his name is my supervisor Cody, he's from the Caribbean. So when I got that beat, I just wanted to make something that could, like, he tells us about that place, you know what I'm saying? And I can see that place, like the way he tells me about it, videos, pictures, it's got a, like, it, that's where that song was inspired from, the conversations I have with Cody about Trinidad. So that's Laser Quest.
No cardiovascular, working on a complex, rocking house, all the ghetto babies. How you African American and you ain't got no army? You fucking liberals, crazy, man. Damn, this is for the natives. In Africa, then come save us. Black Wall Street raised us. OGs, baby. Real
talk. The next song is a song I got called Do You Mind, which is produced by the homie Papa. That song is basically about a situation with a person that I'm with every day, a lot of the time. He's not a positive person. He's a what we call a hater in the hip hop community. He's just that person that's just antagonist, you know, just always worried about what you're doing. And that's what that song is about. It's called Do You Mind If I, you know, do what I do, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it be art, whether it be music, whether it be nothing, whether it be a father, like, can I just do what I'm supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? Without your opinion, you know? And the song, I say, you know, I don't know it all, but I done got this far, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the bars in there, and that's a whole representation of, like, I'm not saying I know everything, but I know what I'm doing with this, you know? I know how I want to come across with this, and that's what it's about. It features Steph, Simon, and Gabby.
Tell me, do you mind?
Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind?
So that was part one. Just Tones Beach, Dawg Tone was explaining the meaning behind some of the songs. We got through about half of the album, so there's another half. That's part two. So be on the lookout for the second half of it. Until then, just enjoy this music. And by the way, Dawg Tone is the future. And there you have it, another episode, another podcast for Tulsa Lines. Thanks for staying and listening. Hope to see you again. And for more great content, news, chances for giveaways, sign up at www.tulsalines.com. And I hope to see you again.